One of my first jobs after I got out of college was in New York City working for what was at that time the largest catalog photography house in the world. And they did all the fashion shots and most of the still life photos for Sears and Montgomery Ward's. Day in and day out, the top male and female models of the day whizzed through our studios. I didn't pay much attention to them, but there was one striking, tall, willowy redhead who seemed to be the constant butt of everybody's jokes. Well, it seems this gal had a revolving boyfriend problem. So revolving, in fact, that each time she showed up for a shoot, which was several times a week, she'd either be wailing about the last one or in ecstasy over the new one. She was like a ping pong ball, breaking up every time the ball crossed the net. That bastard, he wouldn't return one of my calls. He's just like the rest, so engrossed in his own petty world, he has no time for mine. He seems to have time for all of his other girlfriends, though, blah, blah, blah. All she could do was blame, 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 and attract so many more clones so fast it became the standing corporate joke. Was it a string of bad luck? No, of course not. This beautiful young woman was attracting from her old vibrational script, her habitual way of viewing men. Her script never changed. Since her dominant vibration regarding her string of ex-boyfriends was always, quote, that rotten person, that's all she ever attracted. Rotten person replicas. The blame she held in her memories sent out such powerfully magnetized vibrations, there was never a chance for a different kind of relationship to activate. So, it all kind of comes down to this business of forgiving. But to forgive is to what? All right, first comes blame. Then comes what? Forgiveness? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Something happens, somebody says something, and then, like the trained seals that we are, we vibrationally bark back. Well, if we just let it go at that, we'd be in great shape. But we continue to allow our negative emotions to spill out all over the place, and whammo, we're into the blame mode. Okay, but now let's say that we've decided to forgive somebody. How nice. Well, here's the flash. Forgiveness is a releasing of our resistance to positive energy, not the transgressors at whom we are so sweetly aiming our forgiving smile. Forgiveness is about forgetting the thing ever happened in the first damn place. Ho, ho, ho! And that holds true whether it happened 5 minutes ago or 50 years ago. Why? Because unless we let it go, we'll keep getting more of it over and over and over. Judgment or blame means we're focusing on a don't want. So the first step in forgiving, and you're probably not going to like this, is releasing the resistance that caused the blame in the first place. Meaning the ability to say and mean, well, who cares? What we're talking about now is honest to God, unconditional love, something I'm sure not one in 50 million of us has ever understood. What unconditional love really means is, I will keep my valve open to well-being no matter what crazy thing you've done. Remember, you don't have to change it or even like it, you just have to stop focusing on it. It means, I don't need conditions to be just right to be happy. I'm not going to pay any more attention to your silly old habits because I don't need everything to be perfect for my love to flow to you. Sure, I know that sounds nearly impossible. But what's it going to take for us to allow happiness? Now, am I saying to forgive an abuser? No, not in the old sense, never. To forgive in the old normal way means you're still holding that wrong in your vibration and inviting more of the same in. I'm saying forget it. Get your own valve open, write a new script, and vibrate your way out of that mess. So am I saying don't forgive? Good gravy, no. On the contrary, I'm saying forgive at the drop of a hat. Do I forgive you? Of course I do. Now, what's next? That's a long, long way from, well, I don't know, honey, that was a pretty awful thing that you did. The plain fact is, focusing on what you don't want in the relationship is never, ever going to get you what you do want. Never in a billion years. For a relationship to change to your liking, it's got to be get your focus off the condition, get your focus on to opening the valve, meaning yours. That's the only way your unwanted conditions in a relationship are ever, ever going to change. And the only way your relationship will survive. Then there's this business of our always wanting to help. People say things to me like, I have a mate who is disabled. How can I help him? I have a mate out of work. What can I do to help? I have a brother who is angry at the world. Is there anything I can do? Take care. A helping hand is not always what it appears to be. If you'll think about those questions for a minute, you'll see the focus is squarely on the other guy. And when it's on the other guy's pain, you're joining with that vibration, merging it with your own until your valve becomes as closed as theirs. So how do you help? All right, the first thing you do is to get into a good feeling place and get your own valve open before you do any thinking about the other person. Really important. Then you can inspire, not ensure, just inspire that same open valveness in the person you're thinking about. You're no longer attempting to paint on their canvas, but you're genuinely offering them paints and brushes. Now, on the other hand, if you keep thinking about how awful it is that your someone has cancer or is out of a job or just had their house burned down, that lackful vibration stands to reinforce the lackful vibration that they're already in. So instead, as you think about them, see the way you want them to be. If there's anything within them wanting to move forward, your bursts of positive, loving energy will have a strong influence on their thinking and their feeling and their being.